Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, May 5th, 2020. The comedian Brad Williams has a great one-liner about writing jokes. Williams' observational humor is predominantly rooted in his experiences as a man born with achondroplasia, a type of dwarfism. When describing his writing process in his 2015 comedy special, Fun Size, Williams says, "Step 1, be a dwarf. Step 2, wait." Oh, how this also rings true in the world of SMA. In my life, humor pops up in the moments when I least expect it. Just the other night, we had a power outage in the middle of the night. For most people, this scenario wouldn't be too problematic, given that they'd likely be asleep anyway. In my case, however, several factors added a certain amount of slapstick comedy to the situation. As soon as the power went out, so did my BiPAP machine and my electric hospital bed. Wait, why can't I breathe through my nose right now? And why am I sinking in my bed? These are just the typical midnight thoughts of an SMAer when something like this happens. As the air evaporated from my mattress and I sunk toward the flat surface, I wondered how many people in my age group had encountered this predicament. Fortunately, I'm not critically dependent on my BiPAP, and I can go a night without wearing it. Still, as soon as this device stopped working, I felt like I was in that scene from the movie Airplane. My parents came in to reposition me and remove my BiPAP mask once they realized the power was out, and all was well. I managed to stay reasonably comfortable for the duration of the night, and our power came back on a few hours later. Yet, this isn't my only nighttime fiasco story in recent months. Those of us with disabilities never run out of material. Several weeks ago, I was trying to call my mom to shift me in the middle of the night. Normally, my dad turns me on weekends when my caregiver Randy isn't here. Yet, since my dad's an essential worker and is more likely to contract COVID-19 than my mom, we've decided to limit his physical contact with me for the time being. As such, I'm using my Amazon Alexa device to call my mom at night. The scene played out like this. Me, Alexa, drop in on mom. Alexa, Bob has not signed up for Alexa calling and has not granted you permission. Me, Alexa, drop in on mom. Alexa, Bob has not signed up for Alexa calling. Me, Alexa, drop in on mom. Bob has not signed up. Alexa, come on, drop in on mom. Bob, Alexa, come on. Dad, coming into the room. What's going on? We later realized that my BiPAP machine transforms my voice into a nasally concoction of muttered noises. I probably sounded like an extraterrestrial struggling to communicate with the people of Earth. We changed my mom's Alexa device name to Yoda. It works now, and all is well. This is but a glimpse into the zaniness and unpredictability of my everyday life. SMA doesn't come with an off switch, which means that it's always prepared to deliver a sitcom scenario. Even in the midst of isolation, when I don't have the typical ableist encounters to poke fun at, I know that humor will continue to present itself. Sometimes, all I have to do is lie down, remember that I have a disability, and wait. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forums moderator and blogger. As always, we have a ton of topics we're discussing over on the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums, one of which is fundraising. With everything going on, many nonprofits, including my co-moderator Alyssa Silva's, have had to cancel big events that go a long way in funding their organizations. Just because these events have been canceled, the need these organizations fulfill does not disappear. We're looking for creative ways to continue supporting these organizations. Has there been a virtual fundraiser you've heard about that's been successful? What other creative ideas do you have? Let us know. We've also been discussing telemedicine and online therapy platforms. Talkspace was one that was mentioned, and we got an update on how it works from one of our members. Head to the forums to see what the initial reaction to using it was. In our Monday motivation topic, Kevin Schaefer shared his book recommendation with us. Disability Essay Anthology is a compilation of essays whose contributors have a vast range of disabilities. Topics also span a broad selection. Are you familiar with this book? We'd love to hear your thoughts about it. SMANewstoday.com/forums. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.